Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Motherfucker, to the lousy wrestling podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
My teeth are hurting.
I told you I could fix that for you. And you're like, no.
Yeah, you were just talking about ripping my teeth out of my face. Yeah. And
a pair of pliers.
I don't know if I feel that today.
I mean, I could give you enziguri, and that could possibly do it too.
That's my thing.
I don't know if I'm feeling the teeth rip. It's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. What episode is it today, Derek?
Why can't you just remember for fucking once, Sean?
See,
I've been waiting to say this for like the last 36 weeks.
I remembered last week.
What,
37, right?
I remembered last week. It's episode 36 this week.
Yeah, so
I forgot how much
like
an old married couple you two are sometimes.
I was like, it's really episode 35.
Truly. That's what happens when you own a person's soul.
He just yells at me constantly. So anyway, it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, episode 36. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
I'm Spike.
And we have Chet Lassiter in the building today.
Hey, bet on that, guys. I'm here.
You were wrestling at a charity event, today?
I was not wrestling. I was working security and working for a friend of mine.
They were like, you know who's really good at standing in doorways? Chet Lassiter.
Oh my God! Now he knows why they hire him as security. The greatest
doorman. Old shit. Me and Josie already fucking squashed that beat.
The greatest doorman in the industry.
Never
just
gonna
put it that
die,
way.
Bro. It's never gonna
it's
die.
That's the running joke when I come here. As I stand doors. No,
the best doorman in the industry.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
It's his superhero name, the doorman.
The doorman. Defending people's rights and blocking.
He just smacks you with a big ass doormat.
Anyway, tell me about the tell me about the event.
Well, today was the event was run by. I can't remember the name of the Feb, but it was Clothesline Cancer, and it was held at the Ukrainian Orthodox Center. Wrestling for Cause. Thank you, Spike. It was held at the Ukrainian Orthodox Center in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
It featured Matt Cross, which he wasn't in action because he still hurt from his knee injury, but he was there selling merch, talking to fans, being cool.
Yeah.
It also featured JVM.
Is that part of his fucking, like, his booking sheet? Okay, we need you to come in and be sell merch. We need you to be cool.
And talk to Chet Lassiter about his beard for 10 straight minutes, which was awesome.
He's still showing up to all the bookings he committed to, despite the fact that he's injured.
I was just joking because he listed Be Cool as part of what he was doing, so I was trying to make a joke.
Well, it's good. Have you ever met him, dude? He's
like a
fucking awesome.
Way over both your guys'
heads. I
love
Matt Cross.
Easily one of the nicest men I've ever met in the business.
Okay.
Another very nice man that was there tonight was TNA superstar, the Monster Abyss.
Okay.
He was there in action against the Beast Man, and that match was, holy crap.
That match
was a straight-up drag-out, beat-down, just destructive match.
Go ahead. I know you were holding back to say slobber knocker. I know you wanted to say it.
It was a slobber knocker. No. I think the best part of the match was Steve Fish taking a black hole slam. That was great.
So that was
phenomenal.
You had a good night then.
I did, yeah. All the matches on the card featured a lot of great local talent. It was mainly local talent. You know, we had Thomas Adams, Jesse McCoy, the Bouncer, Chase Aarons, just a bunch of like local guys who are kicking ass around here. It was good to see them on a bigger stage with bigger names.
There's like a thing I saw online not too long ago that was like, book these superstars in your hometown and split half the money with charity or some shit like that. It's like a gimmick they do. They bring in a bunch of 80s wrestlers.
Like Virgil?
Yeah. They'll bring in Virgil.
I mean, they would only donate like $5 to charity.
Is he going to rub my feet?
Virgil.
$5 on
a six-inch
sub.
Virgil would be too much about that fuck money, baby. It's more like, I don't know.
Remember to watch your balls.
I can't remember who the names were, but it would be like 80s dudes. What was the joke that you just said?
Oh, he said him something with balls, and I said Triple E.
No, Virgil, in I have friends that have actually worked him in a match.
Mm-hmm.
before the match, and they're going over their stuff, and he's like, yeah, watch your balls.
Okay.
Virgil, sell hard. Watch your balls.
Virgil, sell hard. Watch your balls. I don't know how that context would work in a match. Like, does if like you close on him so hard his leg flies up and just nutshots you? Is that what that means?
I have no idea. I don't know if I want to know.
He takes a flip bump off like a flying head scissors, dude. And it just like he just destroys your cock in the process.
Means watch your balls, man. So, Chet, did you watch, have you been watching wrestling leading up to WrestleMania?
Surprisingly, yes. Okay. I have been watching the WWE product.
Are you feeling better in, I was going to say Brooklyn, but I almost actually said Brooklyn.
He knows Brooklyn. No.
Triple H was like, I'm going to leave all of his... I'm going to leave all of his bodies Brooklyn or whatever the fuck he said.
That's pretty weird.
But it was like Brooklyn.
That's kind of a cute gimmick. I mean, have you ever seen the episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I think it was a mistake. He tried to say broken, but he said Brooklyn.
Because he was talking about Brooklyn?
No, he was
talking about
Monday Night. Yeah, on Raw. He was talking about how he was going to leave he was going to leave all of Seth Rollins broken, and he fucked up and said Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and I'm sure the crowd popped hard for that.
I was like, that's awesome.
I think they did.
They probably did, because they probably were like, yeah, he's in our city and something.
He's
in
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, bitch. As for how I feel about Mania and everything leading up to it, there's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they wrestle and stuff. I'm sure you've seen that, with it featured Piper as the monster.
I hate that show.
Well, I'd rather watch that than watch WrestleMania, honestly. Over and over for, 6 hours is Mania this year? Yeah, I think a few of the matches look really good.
I feel like they've been building everything pretty well.
The build is good. I'm just not feeling a lot of it. Unless the only thing that would save it is if the Broken Hardys showed up after whoever wins whatever title and just have their drone there for no reason.
They already got bookings following Mania. They're in PA
for like a month or something.
Well, so did Gargano.
They're in PA on the 6th.
That's true. A lot of the guys they picked up had
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, but those guys are going to NXT.
Yeah, the Hardys are definitely not going.
Even they ended up making fucking Samoa Joe pull out of 90% of them. I remember he only did like two of them. And the one he wasn't allowed to fucking wrestle, he had to turn it into an appearance off camera at the ROH show.
Well, that's because it was for Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it's more of a I'm sure they really wouldn't care if they just showed up at random shows.
If it's a main roster person, they're not. It's not happening.
Even the Hardys with their stupid gimmick right now,
even own the gimmick because the gimmick's in fucking court and litigation. So if WWE wants to bring them in as Broken Hardys, they're going to have to wait till this fucking court shit blows over.
Especially with the Anthem.
Just don't call them the Broken Hardys. Just bring them in with Bray. Call them the Wyatt Hardys.
You're going to have to fucking just make them Team Extreme again.
Cool. That's what everybody wants to see anyways. If they show up in WWE as the Broken Hardys, people are going to be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
While it's entertaining, that's not what they want. That's not what the WWE fans are going to want. It's probably not what Vince McMahon's going to want. I want the Hardy Boys.
Their commune matches or fucking compound matches.
Those are awesome.
Oh my God.
The only way I would
had those matches in like 95, bro. When they were like 16, 17. I feel like...
Oh yeah, total backyard garbage.
I was telling Sean, like, this whole gimmick has been their whole, like, 94 to 95 before they were holding the door open at the King of the Ring as the door guys. And I'm sure you're used to that, the door guy.
Yeah, the door guy over here.
It comes around again.
I'm going to take a shot every time they have to mention a fucking door.
It's better than me taking the shot.
I'm about to get piss wasted tonight off the show.
So there was a couple things that went pretty crazy this week. I want to say it was Tuesday. It might have been Monday, but it was Monday or Tuesday. I opened Twitter and I was like, well, goddamn. Well, goddamn, the Twitter machine's fucking broken. Jim Cornette's going in the goddamn Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, fuck you, bye.
just to find out that he's inducting the freaking rock
and
roll.
Yeah, he's inducting the rock and roll.
That was literally like one of his tweets, too. He's like, maybe I should close the show with a thank you, fuck you, bye.
At least you close every show like that.
I
think that he should just be on every show and finish the show for
him. He always said, because everybody's always asked him his whole career, you're going to put, because I'm a big Jim Cornette fan. I listened to it. I own every goddamn interview. I've listened to his podcast since 2009 or whenever those old 15-minute ones over the phone used to be. But anyway, he always said that if they came to him and said, Jim Cornette, will you go in the Hall of Fame? He'd be like, fuck that. But if they were like, will you induct Rock and Roll or Midnight or will you go in with Midnight? He said he would never turn that down. So he also said that they would never do that, and they proved him wrong. They're inducting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're inducting
Celebrity Wings is about to get real.
Jim Cornette's
fucking
being
big,
inducted
dude.
Into the Rock and Roll
like
Hall of
they're
Fame.
They're about to do some serious remodeling.
But the crazy thing about the Hall of Fame ceremony is not only is Jim Cornette going to be there, but Eric Bischoff is going to be there inducting Diamond mm-hmm. Dallas Page.
Yeah, Eric Bischoff with Diamond Dallas Page.
Which is going to be very interesting.
Literally, the fact that Vince McMahon, Eric Bischoff, and Jim Cornette are in the same building, the only way they could get more fucking crazy is if Vince Russo showed his ass up and just had the fucking four horsemen of shit in the same building.
Bro.
I listened to Jim Cornette's podcast this week. I can dispel the Vince Russo one because of that. He said that's part of his agreement. Is Vince Russo will be nowhere near the place. And also
Jim Cornette was like that motherfucker.
And then
there,
it was funny. His co-host was like, so is this a one-time thing? You're only doing this and then your involvement with WWE is done? And he's like, well, I don't think that they would have that much of a pessimistic ass conversation that we're just going to be like, only one. You can't. It'll never happen again. He's like, so I don't fucking know.
I honestly feel like once they give Cornette the mic and he starts talking and just starts talking and keeps talking, they're going to be like, well, this motherfucker's never coming back.
No, they'll put him in the Hall of Fame next year.
Christ. Exactly.
And if they, honestly, if they were...
They're all about it nowadays, WWE.
The love-hate relationship between WWE and Paul Heyman is in the love stage again because Paul Heyman's back on WWE.
Yeah,
but
Paul
TV.
Heyman just likes money.
That's true.
Why?
But who doesn't?
That's kind of racist thing to say. That Paul Heyman likes money.
They got. They've
not
got
the way.
Anti-Semitic, but
is.
Still.
They've got Paul Ellering.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, he's doing
the Authors of Pain. God. So why wouldn't they? I mean, it'd be as good as Jim Cornette is on the microphone. They'd be foolish not to be like, well, maybe we should jump on this while he's kind of in a good mood about it. You know?
They should put him with like the most flippiest dude from the UK ever. They should put him with fucking Zack Sabre Jr. and just let him have a meltdown every time they go to the ring.
Put it with Mark
God
Andrews.
Damn.
Yeah.
I about shit when I saw that though. I'm so stoked for the Hall of Fame now.
You're like, I give two shits about WrestleMania. I just want to see Jim Cornette.
Yeah,
goddamn.
Jim Cornette. Goddamn.
Austin Aries versus Neville, dude. I'm watching WrestleMania.
Sean says, fuck that. All he cares about is Jim Cornette. Goddamn.
Jim Cornette. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Well, goddamn.
And now, following the past couple weeks.
Don't
on
fucking lie. You're just Jim Cornette. I see it on your face.
Past couple weeks on SmackDown now I'm getting really into watching AJ versus Shane McMahon. We've known it was going to happen for 3 months, and we were all like, fuck that. And then now they showed us how they were going to get to the match, and now I'm like,
For those of you who can't see that, he was not.
Dance.
Sean was not
humping
the table.
Punches too.
He was punching.
I did his punches, too. I did the Shane McMahon punches and then the dance.
You look like a Rock'em Sock'em robot that just got his ass kicked.
Here comes the
mother. Looks like.
Here we go. Money toss. Now, you said earlier about Twitter blowing up on Tuesday. Didn't something else blow up on Twitter? Like
about
a few days earlier?
Oh, the sex tape shit?
Yeah, well, not...
We spent a fucking hour talking about that last week.
I wasn't there. I didn't get to make my joke blow up Twitter. more like blow all over Paige's face on Twitter.
Okay,
and thank you.
Where's the bell?
Your bell is broken.
There you go.
That's the only joke I wanted to make tonight. I'm going home.
There, if you want to talk about sex leaks, there was stuff.
Caitlin.
Yeah, they've been continuing. What? Like, Alexa there's been.
Wait,
I
what? Alexa
I
Bliss?
I didn't hear that.
I've heard like.
I don't think it ever got
names.
Leaked. I know Caitlin did. I know that.
I
some,
saw.
That
I
bird
saw three. Different names. I saw three names. Pictures of.
I don't have
Maria.
My phone. Damn it!
We got you.
You see okay. Maria? Pick
yeah,
up.
I saw three pictures of Maria.
Was did there Summer Rae too?
And yeah, it was.
There's like she doesn't say it's her because it's like a really weird like back. Like, you see dude's balls in picture, you just see, like, half of her bird face, but it's not enough of her bird face to really tell it's her.
I've heard that one like, was it could be D'Angelo because, yeah, that somebody showed the clip from the porn it was from or whatever. But anyway, the Maria...
Oh, it was reversed, right.
The Maria one was funny because she's like... those are fakes. That's not me. And if you want to see me nude, just get my Playboy. But if you look at the pictures, you're like, hey, that's not fake. That's a real picture. Like it's
Sean definitely grabbed the Playboy and was
comparing. Your body 8 years later is going to look like the,
a little bit of wear and tear on it.
But no, I... yeah, it's not fake at all.
If
but
they're
it,
anything
it, it
like Paige, there's
up.
A lot of wear. not a little.
Fucking... Oh, anyway, shit. Yeah, so there was a it's they're targeting fucking wrestling people now. And I think it's almost because like WWE's just ignoring it. And most of the girls on these fucking lists aren't even with the company.
Right.
But yeah, Summer Rae was like, it ain't me. Yeah, I think more people were asking if Big E was gonna be in one, and he was like, nah. He said something like, I hope y'all die or something weird like that. Like
y'all need Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, that'd be some biggie shit to
something.
Say.
It was something like y'all die.
There was something on the Reddit machine that was talking about how there was going to be like a Titus O'Neil and Natalia tape coming out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to see that because all I can picture is like a front facing shot of them doing doggy and Titus going the whole fucking time. He's just going on her the entire time.
She's a married woman. How dare you, Chet?
So,
see,
I mean,
you're
I'm
a
just,
regular.
I'm just reporting, all right? I'm just reporting. Don't close the door on me, all right? Because I'll just block it.
No, see, if people really, really, really want to make waves, they'll find that Jay Lethal AJ Lee sex tape and then fucking post that shit.
Does Jay Lethal have his Ric Flair on the entire time? Is he just going, woo?
I'm
talking like Flair.
Black Machismo, bro.
If a Jay
the
Lethal,
greatest
AJ
Jay Lethal of all time.
If an AJ Lee Jay Lethal sex tape exists, I hope that he does.
So, following the Paige sex scandal, they were like, "Boom, we're gonna put out news of Jim Cornette inducting Rock and Roll Express," so they could
distract.
Yeah, distract, and then fucking Vince McMahon goes ahead and destroys his Beamer. Yeah.
He gets in a car wreck.
He gets in a car wreck to distract.
I think that was on purpose. And then top it off, I think they were like, Jim Ross, you know, just have your wife get hit too, you know.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
That's but,
fucked up. That's
like,
the worst
but literally
thing
all
I've
three of those
that,
things.
Like, that destroyed all the Paige's news.
That's the worst thing I've heard you say.
All three of those things aren't going to erase the fact of Paige in my head and everyone's head in America. It's not those. They could induct Vince Russo and have the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage induct him, and it's not going to make me forget. Never forget.
So
the Paige scandal is like 9/11 for Chet here. He'll never forget.
There was a couple other stories that came around.
Tower joke in there somewhere.
yeah, fucking
Brad and Xavier, the Twin Towers, and she's the plane that came crash through their fucking careers. I knew there was a joke in there somewhere.
Anyways.
I'm pretty sure that Brad Maxey's career was over before the tape came out.
His promo he did in response to that was really good. I hope it was. I think it was
the promo from the New Day.
No,
are
well,
you talking
dude,
about that one
when he's just like looking at the camera real close.
That shit's like 2 years old.
Have you ever loved someone?
I did some investigating. I did some investigating. That was from.
Oh, it's 2 years old.
Yeah, it was
that
from
sucks.
When he was in NXT.
Because that's perfect, though. It just makes sense.
So WWE announced that Jack Swagger is finally released last week on the 13th. Well, did you hear a couple weeks ago? Like, he was on Chael Sonnen's podcast, and he was like, right now I'm released. I'm thinking about showing up at fucking Wrestle Kingdom or some shit. It was
like
WWE was like, hold up, you're not released. And even if you were, you'd have 90 days before you could fucking do anything anyway.
But I think that was his leverage to actually
so,
get out. Right
yeah,
there.
Then
honestly, put it public
but then
like
he
that.
Had to sit under contract for another 2 months.
But he still gets paid.
So he missed the 90 days. He's getting released now right before WrestleMania weekend, and he's got 90 days to sit out, so he can't do shit.
He's going to miss all the big show, all the big shows.
Not that he would be involved in any way at all. Unfortunately.
Opening in his mouth. Well, poor guy.
Honestly, do you really think the WWE needs two Kurt Angles?
Hey, I mean, Jack That's Swagger true. Has been there for 10 years, and they haven't done anything.
And they've
I mean,
underused the crap out of him.
He, but
what,
also,
what killed
for,
me was,
for the big thing, though, what are, you know...
they did the whole Scott Hall thing with
they
him.
Did give him the, they did
Smackdown
give him the...
See you never.
They did give him the title. They fucking... in 2010.
He, I mean, he had...
He had a big run with Cesaro and fucking Dutch Mantel, Zeb Coulter.
Oh, the Real Americans, yeah.
So
I mean,
when you think he has,
they did
accolades.
Stuff with him. He just never was able to get himself over the mid card,
and that really sucks because like he's
it's
good.
His mic skills is what does it for
his
me.
Lisp.
It's
yeah.
not just his
it's,
mic.
It's not the lisp. I get over that. It's just
it's not
his
just
mic skill in general.
It's not just his mic skills. It's the fact they brought him in. And they're like, oh, look at this awesome amateur wrestler. You know, belly to belly,
yeah.
German suplexes everywhere, and then he
he's
busts out the fucking
national
ankle
champion
lock.
From
they were trying. They
Oklahoma.
Were trying to recreate Kurt Angle, and people were like, we don't want Kurt Angle light. We want Kurt Angle.
Right.
And I hate to say it because Jack Swagger is incredibly talented, and I have a lot of respect for the guy. But that's essentially what WWE did to him. They tried to make him Kurt Angle, and the fans went, no, we just want Kurt Angle.
So a few months ago, it was like kind of at the end of last year, ITV in the UK was setting up. They had announced they were going to do a World of Sport special, which World of Sport was their old wrestling show from fucking 70s and 80s. And... they ended up doing the show, but in response, WWE fucking signed up a bunch of UK indie dudes and a couple promotions to work with and did the UK tournament. Did the UK tournament real quick. Yeah, so the people that worked UK tournament couldn't work fucking this ITV deal. So they've been holding on to the World of Sport. They wanted to launch it, and they announced this week that they are going to want... Launch it. They are going to launch it.
Right, launch it.
They're going to launch it. And what they're doing is partnering with Impact Wrestling.
Who has also partnered with a lot of people.
Yeah, so and
it.
Impact. So Impact is going to be facilitating these 10 episodes for World of Sport Wrestling. This creative team, the wrestlers, and the whole fucking deal. So it's almost kind of like, why didn't ITV just get fucking Impact Wrestling? What's the point of getting?
Because they think their shit sucks
so,
and their shit's
better. And then
so
pretty
it, much is
I
what
mean,
I got out
yeah.
of that.
And then Impact signs the deal like, okay, we're gonna stretch ourselves even thinner. Like, I mean, it's new owners in the whole deal, so I don't know the money situation now that compared to 5 months ago.
All right, this is honestly, and I've had a lot of time to think about this. Is Anthem taking over TNA? Might be the swan song. This could legitimately be the end of Impact Wrestling because the exact same thing happened with WCW when a company that didn't know how to run a wrestling promotion bought a wrestling promotion.
Yeah.
And it just buried it.
They, one of the things, in my opinion, that's one of the things, it's selfie time. One of the things, in my opinion, that's...
You're just jealous you're on the wrong side of the table.
It's as blurry as Paige's face looks in that one picture where she has Max's nut all over it. I guess one more was okay.
When,
fuck it.
fuck it. I completely lost my train of thought after that one. Where was I?
You were like Triple H in Brooklyn.
Not on Paige.
We were talking about that new Sensation song.
What was the last thing you said, Spike?
Talking about how TNA was the swan.
Anthem signing TNA was the swan song.
The swan song because the same thing happened
now,
with WCW.
Well, I got really excited when this happened. Okay, let's bring in some fresh fucking creative and fresh owners.
Wait, don't get
me
wrong. I hope that it does that does
but,
not happen. I hate to see wrestling
promotions
go out of business.
Yeah, you
want to
see it open.
But...
So
I wouldn't hate
the
to
thing
see TNA
that
go out of business. Impact, just saying.
Anyway,
that was just
the thing that got me was them going after the Hardys over the fucking broken shit.
Yeah. Right.
It's ridiculous. We've all known that the Hardys were the ones that came up with it. That's everybody in TNA has said that all the way up until this point. You know what I mean?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
And it's like, and once they did that, I was like, man, these fucking people are, they're just a corporate fucking shill. They're not trying to do wrestling. They're trying to just be fucking,
make money.
Yeah, they're going to be fucking pretend to be Vince McMahon. And you're right. Like, it could just put them out of business.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to want to work. Who's going to want to work for them?
Me.
If they're suing fucking people.
I'd work for Impact.
Yeah, but you don't.
I'd work for Impact and Harvey.
Yeah, but you don't have a name.
Dummy.
You don't have a name. If somebody
we all have names, Sean.
If somebody
You've
with
got a
name. Somebody with a strong WWE name, they might think twice about leaving and going somewhere like Impact to cultivate their character. They would might sign with Ring of Honor
stop
instead
Alberto.
Because there's no reason to fucking try and get in that battle if they're going to be coming after your fucking gimmick everywhere you go, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right, but the thing with Alberto is that he can be Alberto El Patron and then leave there, and Impact could go, well, you can't use Alberto El Patron. He's like, oh, hang on.
Pedo.
Dos Caras. Done.
And call him Peros and stuff.
Yeah, but he's not going to put on a mask. You know what I mean? Like, that's the dumb thing. It would just be.
He wrestled with a mask before he was fighting. Alberto Del Rio. He was Dos Caras.
Exactly,
Jr.
But it's been fucking 9 years. He's not going to go back to just putting on a mask.
On, yeah.
He's going to fucking stay as Alberto Del Rio.
I want to see him do a Batman gimmick with Dos Caras.
I'd prefer if he took under the hood as Bombastico. El Bombastico.
So anyway, are you excited to see this World of Sport ITV created by Impact Wrestling?
You shouldn't even ask.
Did you look right at Derek when you say that? His head's going to explode.
Like, you thought I was going to kill myself 2 weeks ago. Fuck. I'm about to
Jesus
kill everyone
Christ.
In the room today.
He's talking about pulling
Bring
your
it.
Teeth with pliers. He's going to pull his own teeth with pliers.
Bring it.
Exactly. Like, fuck. And that look was exactly at me. Like, and he knows how much I hate Impact to begin with.
The final story I wanted to talk about before we take a break is WWE... Apparently, Derek said this to me, that they were secretly talking about buying Ring of Honor recently.
Yeah, you asked me where I found this at, and I was like,
everywhere?
I just typed in Ring of Honor
because
they were having their big
it's all
event
over the dirt
up.
Sheets. It's all
so,
over
next week.
The article I'm reading is on Pro Wrestling Sheet. They basically said that they learned that Sinclair was discussing with them about a buyout in secret, but eventually what happened was Joe Koff, who owns or is the president of Sinclair Broadcasting, had a talent meeting, and he said, okay, the talks are real, but it's only about the back catalog licensing it for the network. There's no buyout talks.
Right.
There's, but how much do you believe that there's no buyout talks? And that it is just licensing the 2002
honestly,
to 2012
WCW
catalog.
Honestly,
here's
the thing, is that WWE, since we'll call it the balance of power, has shifted to the younger generation of McMahons.
Yeah.
That including Triple H. They've been a lot more, and we've talked about this before, Triple H is a lot more into the indie wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the indie guys. That's why we're getting all these indie guys in WWE. But they've also been looking to branch out and build partnerships with indie promotions to help bring more
guys. Yeah, they already have with Evolve, and they have an entire deal with Gabe and the World Wrestling Network shit.
Yeah, and they've got, ICW in the UK?
And Progress.
Progress.
That came about with the ITV thing.
Having that kind of a deal
about.
With Ring of Honor gives them a much broader spectrum of talent.
Yeah, but
because
buying it out completely, or do you think they would just leave it running as is? Or
they would leave it running as is, and then
why not?
Yeah, but you don't have to.
I think it would be like they did with FCW.
Yeah, you don't have to buy them out, though, if you're doing that.
I think what they'll use it for is for like a new FCW to have like.
You already got NXT.
That's more mainstream now.
Right, yeah.
It's a lot more mainstream now.
NXT has turned into
Television.
It's almost a flagship show now.
But they still have a roster that tours Florida that's all fucking.
Jobs and the show I was at in Warren, Warren had a bunch of their like newer like the Hawaiian dude,
they don't have anybody.
The ex-Marine chick, she was awesome. Cool. I could see her work Nikki Cross.
Nice. But like their WrestleMania Access weekend, all the matches on Access, all indie shows.
Yeah, it's all like
ICW is going to have a presence there.
IWC, Progress, 205 Live, and NXT are the four. Companies that are be on there, like which means like all like Pete Dunne will be on the show for sure. Zack Sabre Jr. might be on it too.
I was about to say, so it'll be a UK show and then the cruiserweights, and NXT
because both Progress and IWC are both
in the UK and
Scotland.
Wouldn't be surprised if that'll be branded ICW. As a UK
ICW, sorry, IWC. Wow,
IWC is
the internet wrestling community. Wow, yeah, fuck it, fuck me, right. That.
Well, no, IWC is also International Wrestling Cartel, which is in
Pennsylvania. Right, LaRusso,
yeah. Get it together, Chet.
I'm tired, dude. We're back to back shows.
I'm losing the bet right now. What the
what
hell?
If it? If what they're saying is true and they're only talking about licensing the library and it does happen, would you be excited to watch old ROH footage?
Oh, God, yeah, yes. Dude.
On the network.
And also what that would do is since they still mention the whole Kevin Owens and Zayn dynamic, they can bring back old like footage of Kevin Steen versus El Generico and use that because they've been working together for the past over a decade.
I can't believe... And Joe, too. I can't believe Ring of Honor hasn't done it themselves already.
Yeah.
How long has the WWE Network been around?
Like, why not?
3 years?
3 years now. 3 years? So
that should have been one and a half.
Same with TNA. TNA has all their shit on like YouTube. You can buy an account to get access to all their YouTube for X amount of dollars a month. Like, it's real cheap. But who fucking knows that you can do that? Did you know you could do that?
Yeah, but who wants to? No. That's the thing.
No. I actually was thinking about it for a while.
There's a lot of good fucking
Derek,
TNA footage, dude.
But then you get this new
There's
shit.
There's a lot of
like,
good
yeah.
shit from
but
in the fucking old days. I've watched all the shit that's on the goddamn network.
All of it?
For the most fucking part.
Derek,
Southpaw as well?
You've seen all of the Asylum Years episodes?
I watched Southpaw.
So
Southpaw
good.
This week.
From when they did the weekly pay-per-views for $10 a piece?
A lot of those are garbage.
Because if you haven't seen,
I mean, I've seen.
If
good,
you haven't seen CM
part.
Punk versus Shane Douglas in the Clockwork Orange House of Fun, you need to see that.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
it is.
It's on YouTube.
That's such a good match.
Anyway,
we made fun of that match because we thought it was kind of like one of Dean Ambrose's Asylum cage match. We were making fun of it with. CM Punk, Shane Douglas match.
That's actually probably the gimmick they ripped off because TNA did that for years.
Yeah, they did it with Raven and
they actually added
other guys.
when they did the six sided ring. They actually added like half a steel cage to it, which was weird. I'm
like
why
a reject
half...
War Games kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it was always like a one on one match.
That's
but
what
Raven
I
did
like...
one with Abyss in the six sided ring.
It was
Raven had half a steel cage on the ring.
Raven's Clockwork Orange House of Fun match.
Does it look like a baseball field, then?
A little bit.
Like a baseball field?
It's a fucking... I don't know about all that, but I'll sit and watch a lot of the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's tons of stuff on the network.
Well, that same show also had Justin Credible versus Jerry Lynn in a Russian dog chain match, which is also really, really good.
I hate Russian dog collar matches.
Yeah, but they did an interview with them together. Like sitting next to each other, and they just made fun of each other the whole fucking time. Like Jerry Lynn called Justin Credible just an asshole.
Good.
It was awesome.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about more stuff this week, and talk to Chet a little more, and talk about life.
Military man.
She says she learned the way I take control versus slow motion, and I speed it up and slow.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Used to run a house like Reverend Diggy and Vanessa.
What'd you say, Derek?
You're all about the chameleon there tonight.
Yeah, that's just what my Spotify is open to.
I dig it.
They stay broke like it's tradition.
What'd you say?
You was at work today.
I didn't hear you.
I said, so that's what you was listening to while you was at work today. Millionaire radio?
I can't listen to music at work. I just listen to the piped in satellite tunes.
You don't plug in your phone to the satellite tunes?
No, I can't. It's a fucking little like internet fucking radio
Box.
Thing.
Hack it.
Oh, that sucks.
Hack it.
Yeah, just, become Russian. Hack that shit.
Hack that shit. No, I don't hack it. I am not
obviously
Buddy
not.
Hackett. I am not from Nantucket. I am not any of those things.
Boy, howdy.
So you guys want to like preview WrestleMania, and then we can talk about some of those things. We can talk about Raw and SmackDown, what happened as we talk about the card.
Yeah, because I'd like to know what matches are happening at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so
I know about two of them.
We'll run down the card. Chad and Spike, why don't you guys tell me what you guys got coming up and things like that while we got a second.
Want to start it off, Spike?
Yeah, okay, so... Well, I think I'm off next weekend.
Next weekend we're off. Then on April 8th in Sebring, Ohio is MEWL's Betrayed.
Yeah.
Where is Sebring? I know Sebring, I ask this every
just
time.
It's outside of Alliance.
It's like right by Alliance.
I was about to say.
Gotcha. I ask it every
about
time.
About a 40-minute drive from here.
Okay.
Unless Chet's driving, that's 30 minutes.
Bet on that.
I want to bet that it's
then
faster next
April
time.
April 15th, we have Real Action Pro Wrestling presents April Assault 2017.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's going to be a fun night for both of us.
Uh-huh.
From the sounds
last,
of the
dude,
name.
Last night was a fun night for me.
Oh,
I got
my
hands
God.
On Thomas Adams again.
Yeah, last night was bad.
Where were you guys at last night?
RAPW.
In Youngstown, in Struthers, Ohio at the Highland Gym. I was in a match with my tag team partner, Bill Rose, as the cosplayers against, Sean Resnick has had a huge turnaround. Like, he's been through some stuff because he spoke to himself on a monitor last night after our match and was calling himself Sean Dahmer, and he's wearing a mask, and my God, me and Bill Rose versus him, we got our asses kicked. He beat the hell out of us.
Mm.
Just, there was nothing we could do to gain any sort of advantage against him. He was just a giant, monstrous force of nature, and it was insane working with him. Like, I'm 90% sure I've got a cracked rib right now because of that match. It was he is not the one to fuck with. I'll tell you that right now.
That
speaking of
Don
cracked
Barry
rib, I watched Holy Foley this week finally.
Why?
Because it's good. That's good television. You haven't watched Holy Foley yet?
I'm really.
Did you watch any of them?
My girlfriend watched it all.
I'm going to share the most unpopular opinion of the night. I'm probably going to get kicked off the show and blacklisted.
Wait,
I'm kind of tired of seeing so much Foley. Like, yeah. it's too much of a good thing. Like, I love Mick Foley. I've met him a few times.
Oh,
Wonderful man.
He got fired this week.
So that's why
he's
you watch
Foley. He's not even going to be on television. No, I just...
That's kinda,
you know
that'll,
why
that'll make me like
be
him
on
more
TV.
Now.
I just got the...
Faking it.
I got
we
the network.
The
I got the network this weekend, so... Or this week, so I... was catching up on shit I hadn't watched yet, so I watched the last five Holy Foleys.
I watched the first five, and when Noelle was
coming down with that elbow and she hurt her rib
and ass.
She started crying.
Sorry.
And I
cry when I broke two ribs in training. So
poor Noelle Foley with her rib.
It's all a fucking worse. She's gonna get contract no matter what. So is that idiot Frank the Clown.
I don't know. I don't even know if she wants a contract. I think that was all a work, as in that was all for television.
That's extremely possible.
Yeah, that really is. Like, when I think about it.
I'm like 50-50 with that one. Like,
I know I don't really care.
Possibly could just be a work for the TV show.
And then fucking Frank the Clown's interning on a podcast.
Oh, fuck, why? Fuck that guy, man.
No, I just mean, like, that's how fake all this shit was.
Yeah, because he's an intern for the podcast.
And that's his job? You give me a fucking break. I got an intern on our fucking main show,
and it's legit.
He don't do shit.
Dude got a fucking job with the Fed, kind of being a personality, being a mark.
Keyboard for the studio.
He did get the keyboard. Yeah,
thank God it's off tonight.
I went to MMA fights.
Play some Billy Joel on that.
I went to MMA fights Friday.
How was that?
Up in Cleveland, went to the Cleveland Masonic Temple or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, a couple people that had been on the main show both were fighting, so I went up there. It was actually really good. Last time I went to fights was like at Pronio's.
And
fucking
it sucked dick.
It was like it was a lot of just like fat dudes fighting
guys you could beat up,
or guys laying on top of each other. And the level of competition now is pretty fucking good. There was some good fights to watch. It was fun.
That's how I felt the last time I went to Pronio's. I was like, I could beat up every one of those guys. Like, legit, they all sucked horribly.
You know. Everybody's a armchair MMA fighter.
No,
we can throw it out right now, Kevin. If you want, Derek,
legit
if you want.
Was like, I would beat that person.
Did you just call him Kevin? Kevin?
Oh, yeah. We skipped over FCWF.
Oh right, April 16th.
April 13th.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. April 13th at the Vortex Concert Club in Akron, Ohio. Fortitude Championship Wrestling presents the Lords of the Ring, one ring to rule them all. Featuring,
actually, it's the two powers.
Man, fuck you. Featuring a big old battle royal to determine who the Lords of the Ring winner is. Featuring myself, Chet Lassiter. Who else, you ask? Well, we have Max Cortez, Marcus Knight, Justin Bradley, Animal, many more.
I'll say we previewed
and
this
Spike?
Event like 900
yeah,
times.
And Spike.
Is Spike in it?
And I think Chet's done the best job of selling it. Chet should be our new ad guy. Like, he kills it.
Oh,
like,
I got a good promo voice. I can,
like, kills it.
Yeah. Tune in on Sunday nights to the Lousy Wrestling Pod or the Lousy Weather Wrestling Podcast.
Just so you Lousy had it right Wrestling. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, howdy. I said it, I'm like, man, I don't want to call it Lousy because I like these guys, but yeah, fuck it. The Lousy Wrestling Podcast.
Speaking of not want to call it Lousy, we did get a comment this week for the first time.
Ooh.
Well, not for the first time, but we got a comment on our Audio Boom page, like where our host site, where it gets hosted at, mm-hmm. got a comment there for the first time, and it said, I tried to listening to this.
What you sent me?
Yeah, I tried to listening to this. The name is almost right. I'd go with shit. Or actually, it said just said I go with shitty instead of I'd. It just says I go with shitty. I tried to listening to this. The name is almost right. I go with shitty.
Well, he's illiterate and probably from. Oh, man, I can't.
Did
talk
they post?
About
I became an English teacher the moment Sean sent me this.
No, the name was Roscoe 1979 or something like that.
Well, he's old and therefore inferior to me, so there we go. Oh, did I just turn heel? Oh, well, there we go. There it is, guys.
I thought it was funny. I tried to listening to this. I wanted to put it on a thing. I was
you do realize now every time I see any of your posts for gimmick or for shoot, I'm going
to
put
I
that.
I tried to listening to this.
And one of the things I want to talk about is, what's the official date for Lupus Fest?
May 15th? That definitely sounds super right.
In May, we have a
May 15th.
We have a big festival
a
coming up. It's called Lupus Fest. We're going to feature a lot of bands. I think we have a contortionist.
Is it on a Monday?
Yes.
It'll be on a Saturday.
If it's on a Saturday, that would be the 13th, because that's the day of the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 9.
Yes, it is April 13th in Massillon, Ohio.
You said April 13th or
May
13th.
I'm tired of work two shows. Get off my back.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's the same day as Basement Comedy Show 9.
We'll also feature the Wrestle for the Lupus Cure 4. We got a lot of great stuff for that, too, I believe. The Grindhouse. We got a company coming down from Massachusetts to crown their first champion at Lupus Fest.
Yeah,
Grindhouse Championship Wrestling.
Grindhouse Championship Wrestling.
When I hear that, I think hardcore.
Well, like, yeah.
I want chairs, the winner, tables, barbed
that,
wire.
That match is going to be determined in a triple threat hardcore match.
I thought they were going with a scramble match.
That is fucking awesome.
All right.
No, it's a triple threat hardcore match.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to management in a minute. Yeah. Like, I know that they were trying to get other guys, but...
Oh, I've spoken to management about it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it later.
All right. Rubber City Wrestling is also going to have a presence there.
Mm-hmm.
FCWF is going to have a presence there. RAPW is going to have
a presence there. RAPW is going to be there, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time. We're going to put on a lot of great matches. Lupus Fest is always, always a great show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually rumblings that the official after party for the show is going to be at a karaoke bar.
Oh, really?
So if you guys go to that and go to the after party, you get to see me sing Queen, which is always something good to see because I can sing like a motherfucker.
Awesome. Well, let's get moving into WrestleMania so we're not here for the next 6 hours.
Yeah.
Bet.
Yeah, fucking... I was just gonna say these guys were cutting promos there. They were cutting for they're cutting old like fucking town promos for network fucking syndication.
Well, yeah,
that's awesome.
We're coming Sunday, to you,
Sunday, yeah. Sunday.
We're coming to
at
you
at the
Omaha.
Vortex Concert Club.
All right, I've had enough. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. We're gonna just run down this card. The only people that have declared for it so far is Mojo, Apollo, Big Show, Kurt Hawkins. Let me grab a pen.
Wait, Kurt Hawkins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll write down our predictions here.
Kurt Hawkins. Is Shaq going to be in it?
What's up?
Were they doing like an angle with Shaquille O'Neal and Big Show this year?
That is.
Or did that get scrapped? That got scrapped? Okay.
It's on again, off again.
That's real unfortunate because I want to see that.
No, you cannot.
I need a pen.
Well, figure it out.
That one. Well, you can write down the predictions then.
No, it happens when motherfuckers don't have pens.
Well, I didn't think I was going to
write. They get clicked at.
I didn't think I was going to write down the predictions.
Show shirt. Yeah, he just made the list.
Oh, he's wearing a Jericho shirt. Hell yeah, dude.
The shirt of Jericho.
The shirt of Jericho.
All right.
He's got it on, man.
Stop it.
Battle Royal. Let's go with predictions. Who do you think is going to win? Derek.
Who's in it?
The only people that have declared
it doesn't matter because I care two shits about that.
Fuck
match.
You!
I'm
crossing it out. We're moving on. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Enzo More and Big Cass versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Triple threat tag team match for the WWE.
Anderson Gallows keeps the title.
Raw I'm going tag with Cesaro, team bro.
Enzo and Cass going over finally.
We went
you
too
think
fast. See, you guys were going so slow on the right, last on, one, and now you're going too fast on this one.
Well, Battle Royal, I didn't really care because I think that's going to be on the pre-show.
We went from 0 to 11. We need to go back to like a 6.
All right.
yeah, tone it down, man.
Chet Lasser only goes 10.
This is the Raw tag. Damn, this is a lot of writing. I should have opened a notepad on my phone.
That would have been good.
That'd been good. Okay, who do you call, Derek?
I think Anderson and Gallows.
Okay.
And then I think they drop it Monday to Enzo and Big Hess. That's what I personally think.
And Spike.
Or I have another
Spike,
idea.
Spike, I got Cesaro.
With the rival showing up the next night.
D's got Luke Gallows, Spice got Cesaro, Chet Lasser. Who
Enzo
you
and Cass are going over, finally. Wins.
That's my whole thought. Cesaro and Sheamus wins it. The revival showing up on Monday.
I'd rather see Sanity come up.
I think they would be way
revival
better
be
on
first.
SmackDown.
I just want to see I just want to see a feud of Becky Lynch and Nikki Cross just to watch their promos, just to listen to both of them talk.
Then they'd have to come up on SmackDown.
I'm gonna say
that'd be Tuesday. Yeah, Sanity. I think they'd.
I'm gonna say the club keeps their titles again.
Yeah, I'm going with the club.
Cruiserweight match, Neville versus Austin Aries.
Austin Aries, no question.
If you have to ask me that question, it's like you don't know me at all.
You think Austin Aries is taking it first match?
Yep.
I agree. It's
I'm going to
have
to.
It'd be smart
to
do that
because
then they got Austin Aries, Neville to feud all the way into SummerSlam.
But you could have Neville keep it, and it would put him super over as a heel.
I was about to say, I'm going to have to disagree with you. They're staying with Neville for at least another month.
I'm real 50-50 on that, but I think that Austin Aries will win just because of how they put stuff.
The next pay-per-view?
No, at Mania.
What do you think about Austin Aries and the build for this match?
I love it. I am in love with
Ever since the microphone...
The microphone thing, that was so good.
My roommate, who doesn't watch wrestling, loved it.
The statement set it off is all I can say.
That was like, that moment, that moment made my non-wrestling fan roommate, Spencer, want to watch a lot more wrestling. He's like, I like this Austin Aries guy. I want to see what he's done. So I sent him the match from Destination X 2013 between him and Bobby Roode, the like half an hour of incredible fucking just amazing wrestling. I sent him that.
Did he wrestle on Raw this week, or was it
Austin Aries?
Or was it 205 Live?
Austin Aries,
205.
Think it was on Raw.
Against who? Perkins?
Tony Nese, maybe?
Ooh, that'd be a good match.
And yeah, I was actually... This is the first time I've watched Austin Aries wrestle as a babyface in probably fucking 7 years.
I love it.
Yeah, he's so much more fun to watch. I forgot that he was actually good, because... I've been watching him as a heel, and I've thought his character as a heel is amazing. His wrestling as a heel is fucking boring.
I mean, he's got a great package.
And, I was actually surprised at how good it was.
Why are you looking at
Austin Aries' package? The fucking bit, dude. Come on.
I
mean, he does wear trunks, so you can just kind of see him.
You seen it in there, Derek?
Yeah, Tony Nese. I said, yeah, I was just making sure.
I'll go seeing back and watch that again.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Seeing what I wrote down.
You watch on the Hulu version, you might have to fucking watch on the Nefarious style.
Yeah.
To catch it.
I'm sure I could find it somewhere.
SmackDown women's match, Alexa versus everyone.
That's going to be interesting, because that opens the door for a lot of wrestlers.
Yeah, all women. And define the rules on this. Like, is this a gauntlet? Is it a rumble?
I hope it's a rumble.
First pinfall?
Everyone in.
Everyone at once and first pinfall.
And all I've been seeing them show on.
They need to bring back the scramble match from Unforgiven 2008 or whatever the fuck that was.
Show for the card has been Nikki.
What do you say?
Nikki.
Nikki's not available. Bella,
but
Mickey James.
Mickey James. Mm.
Becky, the names they have are Becky, Lynch, Natalya, Alexa, Mickey, Carmella, and others TBA.
Yeah.
I think Naomi's gonna show up.
Yeah, I think Naomi's going to cost Alexa Bliss the
title.
Yeah,
exactly. That's I'm not sure.
I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping they get all these women out there, and they're Asuka all ready comes to go. Out last. And then, boom! Fucking Asuka's music hits.
I'd shit myself. I would
because I would think Asuka might drop the title that Saturday.
I might pass out and crack
that
skull.
She already did. She did a couple house shows. Yeah, did she? Oh, nice. Go ahead, Derek. Give me your prediction. Who you think wins this?
See, it's hard with not knowing who's all on it, but if Asuka shows up, I'm going with Asuka winning. But if she does not show up, I'm going to say probably Mickey James.
So you're calling Mickey?
Unless Asuka shows up, yes.
Well, you can pick somebody out of the blue. It don't fucking matter. Anybody.
Well, if I pick Asuka and she doesn't show up, then your pick's invalid. Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. And then Spike, who are you going for?
They've been pushed. If Asuka shows up, it's Asuka. All
right. I'm just writing that down. Right. I already know that's what you want.
Right. If she doesn't show up, then I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss, because they're pushing her hard.
You remember that.
See, I think they would give it to Mickey James and push the whole Alexa Bliss Mickey James battle.
Been pushing her so
hard. What about you, Chet?
Honestly, I'm going to pick something no one else has picked. I'm going to go for Natalya going over to make it a total Bella's gimmick.
That would be sweet to see, actually.
I'm going with Kelly.
Kelly showing up, huh?
Actually, I changed my answer to Mindy from Mork and Mindy. Kelly. Because you said anybody.
Yep. Kelly for the win. FT-dub. Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin. Now, did you watch?
I don't care.
Did you watch SmackDown? Fucking Derek.
Yes, I did. Okay, and we forgot to talk about the whole Dean Ambrose getting smashed by
the
forklift,
which is
funny
segment,
because that was like the best thing that's happened for their whole build.
He's been off TV for like 3 weeks because of that.
Yeah.
But so then, what'd you think of Baron Corbin and Randy Orton wrestling each other?
I said, damn, Randy is definitely Ric Flair-ish. He can put anyone over.
So yeah, and then it was good. It wasn't a bad match.
It was really good on
What'd you think about Dean Ambrose interrupting it
on top of the forklift? I laughed. I was like, here we go with the new Stone Cold now. We have the new Undertaker and Bray
Wyatt. It was
kind of
funny
new Stone Cold and Dean Ambrose.
It was funny how babyface Randy was, because when Dean fucking distracted him, Randy hits the RKO. Randy waves at Dean like, thanks, brother. Like, oh, you won type thing, and then fucking pinned him. Like, you're not going to see a heel thank anybody for anything. They're going to take an opportunity. The babyface is going to be like, thanks, man. I'll do that. Whatever. So they're really fucking Randy.
But I still think they're pushing Baron Corbin hard.
Okay, but
so,
yeah, so
him for the title.
And then Dean Ambrose, when he came out with the Intercontinental Championship, I was like, holy shit, there's an Intercontinental Champion? Holy fuck.
You forgot he won the title?
Wait, who's champion?
Dean Ambrose.
And he's totally violated the 30-day rule.
Oh, yeah. So is Jericho.
Jericho's the U.S. champion.
And
champion.
He's violated the 30-day rule.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But, all right. But yeah.
I forgot the title was a thing.
Intercontinental Championship match. Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin. Who we got for the win, Derek?
I told you Baron Corbin for the win.
Spike.
Baron Corbin.
Chet.
I don't care. Baron Corbin. same thing as I don't care. I'm not going to watch that match. Piss break match.
They're going to keep. They're going to keep Dean Ambrose winning that shit. Mm. Babyface goes over at Mania.
All right.
That would be giving the fans what they want.
I wrote Dean M.
Although Baron is really over as a heel right now, and I love it.
Okay, this has been one of my favorite builds ever. This is one of the times, like, I know I complain a lot on this show about how Saturday Night Live sketches on wrestling are really fucking bad and how much I hate them, but this is one of the times where outside the fucking arena sketches and complete skit material fucking was absolute gold, and I loved every minute of it. John Cena and Nikki Bella against fucking Miz and Maurice. Did you watch SmackDown this week with the...
The John Cena, the Lost Bella
the
episode.
Brizella. Oh my God.
Dude, the Miz.
Miz Cena.
Miz
and
Maurice
Bella.
Me. They,
amazing, dude.
Miz, every,
it's good TV right there.
They're like showing off the house, and every time it had like a cutaway, it would be like, John Cena, recognize. And then it would be like,
John Cena, house rules, dude. Had me dying.
Oh my God, yes.
John Cena, house rule 11. Your feet's on the table.
By the final segment, when he was like, because he had been like saying things that would sound like a proposal. When he was like, I'm going to give you a ring, I was like, he's going to bust out a wrestling ring. And sure enough, he did. But that when he got down on a knee, I did not see tying his shoe coming. I was like, oh, so good. So that's the time when comedy and skits can be used to grow an angle,
especially those four people.
Instead
like,
of just
yeah,
having,
they're both so funny people.
Yeah, instead of just having Natalya fart randomly backstage as your skit, how about we do shit like this? Like this was fucking gold. Like Maurice even was fucking phenomenal, dude. I love the way Tyler Breeze ended up dressing as Nikki too the same day.
So fucking good,
but. Both of them kept doing this thing is awesome. Where every time they're talking, they're grabbing the hair right here. And then when fucking Nikki Bella came out during
that John Cena match,
she's standing outside the ring, just like grabbed her hair like twice in a row. And I was like, oh fuck,
she does it on the way to the ring too. When she takes the outer shirt off, she grabs her hair and pulls it down.
I started laughing because I'm like, man, it's a every. Well, I mean, I'm watching everybody do it. I just didn't realize how much she did it.
Oh, she's
it's
so
like a Robin Schabowski
and then,
thing.
Yeah,
the other two. Okay, Maurice looked so much better than Nikki Bella as Nikki Bella, and fucking Tyler Breeze didn't look too bad as Nikki Bella either. I almost fucking kind of lost my attraction to Nikki Bella almost. I was like,
so you were
I was like
typing other, in Tyler I was, Breeze fast.
Actually,
other
I think my favorite
people,
part of that whole thing. Yeah. Was all the reasons that Fandango was
giving
John
them
Cena
fashion
tickets.
Like,
you're wearing jean shorts.
Jorts and fucking 2017.
You're wearing jorts in 2017. Ticket. You're wearing pump sneakers. ticket. You're wearing a fruity yellow shirt. Ticket.
Yeah,
like they're doing with Fandango everything. Right now what they should have done in the first place. Make him a fucking fashion police. It's working so well for both of them. I love it.
I think I realize that
they
people,
just don't push
other
tag
people
teams,
can
but they would be good.
Other people can look better than Nikki Bella can look like Nikki Bella.
I think Bree's a better looking sister personally. She's got less face stuff going on.
I don't know. All
so,
I know
so
is,
you just want to look and not touch anymore.
Well, now I might.
Anyway, so
let's move on. Anyway, who do you think is going to win this tag team match? This intergender tag team match, and is John Cena going to pop the question?
John and Nikki
for
John
the win.
The question.
Same.
I don't think he's going to pop the question, but I think they get the win. I think Raw would be the time to pop the question.
I think he's already popped the question. So like it's not going to mean as much to Nikki. He's going to do it. He's going to do it before the show, just so it's not some stupid gimmick like that. It's not going to be like the Miss Elizabeth, will you marry me?
After they've been married for like what 2 years?
Two years, yeah. But yeah, I agree. Cena and Bella and Cena proposes in the ring.
Fucking
and then Flo Rida comes out.
One thing I do want to say about that skit, that it was fucking awesome when Miz is like standing there reading the cue cards, like, Nikki, I love you. Oh. Nikki, I love you. Okay, well, you get out of the shot. I gotta start. It's just so funny. Yeah, like, he needed cue cards just to be able to say I love you to Nikki Bella.
That shit had me dying, dude.
I'm gonna go
opposite Ted Mosby.
I'm gonna go against everybody.
I would like to see the Miz and Maurice win, but they're definitely going to give it to...
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah,
Cena goes over.
And Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
This isn't...
Because that's what the fans want, and they're going to do that with John Cena. I think so.
And I think that's why they're working Miz and Maurice, because Miz and John Cena have been friends their entire careers. They both trained at UPW together.
OVW?
I'm
just putting it out there like this. Think about it. John Cena, after this, he's going to be doing Daddy's Home 2.
Yes.
I think with Will Ferrell,
I think he's going to have a larger role in the movie. I think he's going to be off television doing the
Miz and John Cena training together at UPW?
Yeah, because he's a Miz fanatic. I'm not going to look up the facts.
Yeah, but that's just my cool thought.
It's two guys, like, regardless of that, like, they both came into the WWE around the same time. They're both at OVW together in development.
Well, Miz came in 2004 or 2005.
John came in 3. John came in 3 as prototype.
No, he was signed in 2000, 2001, and then he made his debut against Kurt Angle
but
in 2002.
Ruthless Aggression.
They were in OVW together. It wasn't long after John Cena made his debut that Miz showed up on the main roster, even though he wasn't wrestling.
Miz came in on Tough Enough 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So whenever that was,
but he was already in development. They used developmental talent for Tough Enough. It was rigged the whole time.
What? Wrestling's fake?
Just Tough Enough.
Right.
I was watching that dude on fucking.
Because Matt, the first two winners, Matt
Real
Capitelli.
Real World versus Road Rules Challenge.
That was the first time I ever seen second winners. Matt Capitelli and John Hennigan, John Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
They were already signed to developmental contracts before they were on Tough Enough.
Mm-hmm. That's how he used his money to fucking turn.
What's next match?
That's how I think they're going with the Miz. Just for Cena being off television.
Cena's working one of
his
close friends.
So why not give him the win before he's off TV for a few months?
Mm-hmm.
And he straight up said it on TV. And it kind of gives it the whole way. If he wasn't going to propose to Nikki Bella after this match, he would not be working Miz. He'd be working The Undertaker. That match would be happening.
Yeah. I buy that.
So you're going with John Cena?
Yeah, I'm going with John Cena.
And the marriage proposal afterwards?
Yep.
I don't know about the marriage proposal. Yeah. I'm just going with John Cena and Nikki Bella just for what's happening afterwards, just like the Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho situation.
Miz was in UPW in 2003 and in OVW in 2004, so he would have been right behind John Cena for both of those. I just checked on the internet.
But I was still right about the training.
Yeah, he did go to those places. Now I get. I can't get back to WrestleMania fucking 33 little match list. What else did they do with? Okay, never mind. I got it. I was about to go on to
dive right into something else.
Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens.
Oh, that is a tough one.
I already see it this way. Kevin Owens winning the title because Chris Jericho is going to be doing Fozzy, so he's going to drop the belt.
It is for the U.S. Championship.
So, so that's my whole. I already know Chris Jericho is going to lose, even though I would like to see him win the match, but he has the Fozzy going on, so he's not going to be on television for what? 2 months? 3 months?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you can look at those Fozzy tours and realize that he doesn't have any concerts booked on Mondays. So, like, he can theoretically. I haven't checked, but I've.
And
but
if that he does it the way that he did it when Fozzy first started, when they toured the weekend before Monday Night Raw, Fozzy would be in the same town. So he'd be there for 3 days.
Yeah, that'd be smart. Because I know that he had to cancel all of his, April bookings or March bookings just to continue on this whole little deal with Kevin Owens. Really?
Yeah,
I know he had to cancel a bunch of his tours prior.
I know they're on tour afterwards because they'll be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I know they canceled a bunch of their tour dates prior, though, just for the Kevin Owens build at WrestleMania.
So who do you got, Derek Jericho or Owens?
Owens, just for that reasoning I gave you.
Spike.
I'm going to go with Owens. Yeah.
Owens.
Chris Jericho's primary role is to get guys over, and that's exactly what he's going to do.
I'm going to go with Owens as well.
Sweep.
It's pretty fair. What do you think about Jericho's promo this week on Raw, though?
Fans of Jericho.
Cheer me on, man.
Cheer me on, man.
I got the shirt on.
This was the week he showed Kevin Owens on the screen. He was like, this is when he was 14. It's like, he's marking out, man.
Dude, that shit had me
And he's like, got a Y2J shirt on, Y2J poster. And then he's like, and then another post. You're just hitting the fucking little
thingy I'm not of the thing. You,
nah, it's just the mic stand. But don't tilt it into my face or anything. But fucking, he's like in this buxom blonde with no name behind him. It was pretty funny. But Jericho just is one of those guys gotten better and better. It's every time he comes on TV, we're like, this is his best work he's ever done. But that's been his MO since 2007, basically.
Every time he comes back, it's just
like
maybe not
2007. Maybe the initial run was a little slow, but he cut his hair short, started wearing this suit in about 2008.
One of the only WCW still.
Yeah, well, fuck off. The whole thing is WCW.
Get what I'm saying. Just think about it.
The whole thing is WCW. They got Goldberg as the fucking champion. It's Goldberg, Jericho, it's cruiserweights, it's fucking announce desk at the stage. It's fucking Monday Nitro. Yeah,
you're wrong. We're also missing the Nitro girls.
And fucking
nobody's missing the Nitro girls.
Sean is.
I am.
So we're going to go for Bailey and Charlotte versus Sasha. My bad. I made that sound like a tag match.
I'm like
Bailey versus Sasha versus Sasha.
All right, Trip Bradshaw.
We have Bailey versus Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair.
Versus Nia Jax.
Nia Jax got added to it this week. She defeated Sasha and
Bailey, I believe.
Bailey.
I'm not surprised. She's not like most girls. No one? Really? That was funny. Fuck you guys.
She wrestled Bailey.
You get the Ron Simmons.
I get the Ron Simmons. Damn.
So, we got the four-way women's match at this one. I feel like this whole angle's fucking lost steam.
Exactly.
They should have just fucking kept building for Bayley to triumph and
it
win.
It should have just been Bayley Charlotte.
And Bayley winning it. They fucking
they ruined it.
They ruined it by I mean they're giving everybody a payday and they're giving everybody TV time, but yeah, it's like
when I look at it
they're sacrificing the match for that.
Think about it. When you look at that,
even
match,
Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha was stomachable. As soon as you threw Nia into it, it was like, okay, this is just a shit show to get people on the card.
Exactly. It ruined that build for me. I was disappointed once Nia won.
Yeah. Who do you think is gonna win?
I'm gonna say Bayley retains.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's what happened. So Foley got fired this week, Chet Lassiter.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And Stephanie started going around and kind of punishing the Foley people. You know, the Foley guy, like the Heyman guys.
These the Foley Knights.
The Foley guys, yeah. And so yeah, Bayley, she was like, "You've always been up Mick Foley's ass, so you're gonna have to fight Nia Jax tonight. And if you lose, she's in the match for the belt."
And I instantly knew a typical Bayley match was going to come. Her getting her ass kicked. Nia was going to win, and it was going to be a four-way.
Was there a hope spot with Guillotine Lock?
Wasn't that bad of a match. Didn't they fuck it? It was no disqualification. They did, like, a chair spot and some stuff outside. It wasn't a bad match, but it's definitely... I mean, it's Nia Jax.
It was a typical Bayley match. Don't even
Anyway, so who do you got, Derek?
Bayley, I just told Sasha. You Bayley.
I didn't hear. Okay. Spike.
She retains.
I'm going to go ahead and say Bayley, too. Get that childhood dream match in there, you know?
Chet Lassiter.
Charlotte.
Me, too. That's where I'm going. I'm going with Charlotte. Pay-per-view streak number two.
She already lost it once, and, so I'm just thinking.
And here's my little side call. Sasha's going to fucking...
turn face. I mean,
no, she's going to be the reason why something she does is going to fuck up Bayley's chance of winning.
I could see that happening.
And that's how that's going to go. And Nia Jax is going to probably sleep a lot of the match.
Because we've already discussed about Sasha turning heel, last week?
We've been talking about that since this shit started with her and Bayley. Shane McMahon and AJ Styles. We kind of talked about the build with this earlier.
I didn't see anyone jumping up doing the money dance.
I did.
Do it. So that just means we're all for AJ Styles.
Play the song. Play the song. All things.
It was just
take too long.
Yeah, Styles is gonna win.
You got AJ. You don't think Shane?
Oh no, AJ's probably gonna put Shane McMahon over.
Never.
You know the only thing.
Match at WrestleMania.
The only thing I kept thinking is like, are we just forgetting that Shane McMahon like died from a concussion in the ring just in November? Like, literally, that was the only time I haven't seen that type of shit happen, like,
the spear.
Fucking ever. Remember when
spear from hell?
He was literally murdered. Like, of course it's happened, but I just mean, it's not something that happens that frequent in the hundreds of wrestling matches I watch every fucking week.
Yeah, he took a solid Roman Reigns spear from the air.
He had to get pinned, and they literally had to just carry the fucking dude out of there because he was dead. Like he was literally.
He's like
dead.
Your best friend who just got his ass kicked. That you need three buddies
Shane
to
McMahon's
carry him.
Gimmick though,
yeah,
he
but,
gets killed in the ring.
So I just mean that like they're so fucking heavy on this concussion. And
I think AJ puts
brain
Shane
tests,
over
and it's like is Shane McMahon going through these fucking impact tests they're making everybody else go through, or does he not have
Fuck
to
no, he's
since
the owner.
He's the boss's son? You know what I mean? Hey, it's like
get
oh,
it right.
He might have died with a concussion last time, but let's go ahead and fucking put him out there again.
I hate to break kayfabe at this point, but you know that's Shane. That's always been Shane McMahon's gimmick. I really don't recall a match that Shane McMahon has been in where he didn't get stretchered out.
That motherfucker.
I mean,
so you think it was a fake? It was all at work.
It's all part of his deal.
I don't think the Roman thing, dude. That was
he was dead.
I
saw it in his
eyes.
I've
been hit by football players.
I'll have to watch
football,
that footage
dude.
Again.
That was a legit.
But he looked
that
like
was
he
a
dead.
Legit hit.
So you guys both go with AJ?
Yeah.
No, I said AJ was going to put Shane over. So
Shane
McMahon.
Shane McMahon's winning?
I think Shane, just to have them have a feud go all the way through fucking SummerSlam, I believe. My whole thing, dude. I think they're going to have this. Yeah, it's going to be the Stone Cold versus McMahon feud.
Shane McMahon's not beating the best fucking wrestler in the world. It's not happening. Shane McMahon doesn't have that big of an ego that he's going to let that be booked.
Yeah.
Well, like, he's going to let himself be booked strong, but he's not going to let himself be booked to win that shit. He's fucking almost 60 goddamn years old. He's a rotting old man with the died last November.
I think that Vince and Triple H and Stephanie went to Shane and they said, okay, Shane, what kind of crazy shit are you going to do this year?
Yeah.
And he said, AJ Styles.
Yeah, who do you want to wrestle? Yeah. Who do you want to wrestle? I want to wrestle the best fucking wrestler
in the world.
You have
well,
on the goddamn
Shane
roster.
Well, when Shane wins, you can just say I'm right. All right?
All right.
I'm picking AJ.
Because
they don't want none.
I mean, you should just have experience from last WrestleMania when I called every match.
Yeah, we got we're here.
And I didn't even watch wrestling for.
We're
fucking...
here on the home stretch. We got Undertaker versus Roman Reigns.
The Battle of the Yard.
I really hated that Roman Reigns laid out Undertaker on Raw this week.
My whole thought was
like, in the way Undertaker fucking sold it. I didn't mean to interrupt your point there, but the way Undertaker like he dumped over fucking Braun Strowman over the top rope, and then he went, ah, fuck, and then he turned around and just took a spear.
It looked more like a grimace, like ouch, I just hurt myself on Braun Strowman,
almost.
Did you see
him
Spike's tag team partner gave when he took the back elbow, like, that face, like, oh, and
I'm not laughing at that.
I'm being serious.
Trust me, I got in the ring with him right after that.
I didn't take it as him being serious. I took it as him doing a Undertaker
Dude, look, when
facial
he sat
expression.
Up. When he sat up, he instantly sat up, he was like, oh, my side. It wasn't a side because he just took a spear that hit him. Fucking Braun Strowman pickup. If Shane McMahon is 60, fucking Undertaker's 70 plus.
The Undertaker is 52 years old.
I'm just putting it in Sean's perspective.
He's
saying
70.
If Shane McMahon's 60 years old here, then Undertaker's 70 plus.
Has Shane even hit his 50s yet?
For a while.
No.
I'm just saying, I think he took a little...
He
got a hurt back from the Strowman.
Who do you got? Taker.
Care about this match, but I'm going to think Roman wins.
You're going with Roman?
Which is going to be Undertaker's second loss at WrestleMania.
I think Undertaker losing the first time has actually made him more fucking over now than he would have been. If we're still building for a streak at this time, I think people would be...
If we were still doing this streak, I would... Picked Undertaker.
They would just be anticipating.
It humanized him.
They're anticipating when, like, okay, the streak's going to end at this one or this one and this one. Now you don't have to. Now you just get to be excited
that he wins
on fucking television. You know what I mean? And, like, I haven't heard the crowd react to The Undertaker like this since 1994.
Or until he went back to Paul Bearer.
To be fair, it's also because the crowd really, really hates Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Hates
Roman
Reigns.
He literally shows up and gets holy shit chants every week.
I'm picking the guy who I hate the most winning, okay?
Yeah, you are, but...
That's coming from the person I hate the most. Good. I don't like him at all.
I'm going to give you my pick, and then I'm going to give you the reason, and I'm going to make Derek change his mind.
Okay.
No, you will not. Okay.
Undertaker over, and here's why. Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman.
The guy he hurt his back on a chokeslam, he's probably second guessing that.
Undertaker's going to go over because Braun Strowman is going to screw Roman Reigns.
See, then that just keeps building a Roman Strowman angle.
Roman Strowman.
That's the point. That's the point is to build. Like,
keep him in the mid card.
After Monday was supposed to be the final.
Like,
even
though
how it ended.
You called Bray Wyatt the new Undertaker. Braun Strowman is the new Undertaker.
If you watch SmackDown this week, Bray Wyatt is the fucking Undertaker. I watched that too,
but they're going to have...
His house caught on fire, man.
He's Ministry of Darkness Undertaker.
Right. Oh, for sure.
I want to see Bray Wyatt on a fucking motorcycle.
Go ahead, finish.
But Strowman's the new monster guy. And they're going to book him strong. And he's way over as a face, whether he wants to be or not.
Who, Strowman?
Yeah.
Oh, especially when he fucks up Roman.
Oh, yeah.
Reigns, I love that shit. Thank you, Strowman chance.
Regardless, Reigns is going to turn... I think Reigns is going to turn heel. Strowman's going to be the face. And that feud's going to continue into the summer. And it's going to start... They're going to start really building that when Strowman screws Reigns.
Strowman-Roman.
I just don't see it happening. I see Roman going over this match.
So. Who do you got, Chet Lassiter?
Hate my life, and my life sucks right now. So let's keep it going and say Roman Reigns goes over clean.
I didn't say clean he was go
as
over
a sheet
clean.
In the middle of the ring after he goes like a certain person next to me.
Like I did last night.
Fucking. I mean, we'll talk about that later. That was awesome. No, I think he's going to. They're going to fake out Tombstone. He's going to put Reigns down. Reigns going to pop off the ropes and spear the piss out of Undertaker and put him down. Clean as a sheet, middle of the ring. No Strowman interference whatsoever until the very end. And after the match, Braun Strowman is going to go in there and sully the win by beating the ever-loving fuck out of Roman Reigns. Are you writing all that down?
No.
Oh?
He should have.
I didn't even listen to any of it. I have no idea who you even picked.
Roman Reigns.
Kelly. Roman Reigns. I picked Kelly to go over. I picked Reigns, bro.
I'm gonna go.
I hope my
Taker.
Girlfriend's not listening to this, but I'd let Kelly go over me.
Taker's two over.
Hey.
I showed her a picture, I think she'd be okay with it.
She'd be Universal with it. Championship Goldberg versus Brock. Lesnar.
That's another tough choice because Goldberg's scheduled for the rest of the year. He's got more dates.
Good.
That's my Brock's
for two more years or whatever. They both got dates.
That's what I'm saying. It's a toss up for me.
Lesnar gets his win here. Goldberg's beat him at WrestleMania 20. Beat him at fuck it.
All right, I'm going to do a heads and tails. Heads is Brock, and tails is Goldberg for me.
Okay,
that's how they booked in the back.
And
right?
It's tails. So Tails is winning this match for me.
Which one was Tails? Brock? I mean, Goldberg?
Yes, it was Goldberg.
You said heads is Brock, Goldberg's Tails. Okay, so
there you go.
Derek's going with Goldberg. What about you, Spike?
On a coin flip.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar to make it like 1-1.
Yeah, I think Brock gets it. I mean, it'd be...
Overall, they'd be dumb not to put Brock over because he's in better shape and...
I could see him doing that to run through SummerSlam too.
He can handle being champion for longer than Goldberg can.
Oh, they could run it.
I think that
through
Goldberg,
SummerSlam.
I think that Goldberg will get the belt back at some point, but
yeah, there's a fuck ton of matches
variables
on this card,
yeah.
Like 12, 13 matches.
Yeah, we're on the final right here.
Hey, I didn't get to choose.
Oh yeah, my bad. Go for it.
You didn't either. Goldberg.
I picked Lesnar.
I'm picking Goldberg.
You're going with Goldberg. Yep. So Goldberg is going to go fucking 3-0 against Brock Lesnar.
Sure is.
And the last match is?
The WWE Championship, Bray versus Randy Orton.
And you kept telling me what match was going to be the main event? Goldberg.
Well, this isn't the official fucking listening. This is
I'm just saying
Wikipedia.
They're co-mains.
This is Wikipedia.
I'm just still
bitch.
Saying
no
that.
Thing is a co-main event.
Goldberg, I think Goldberg and Lesnar
no,
is going exactly. last.
They're going last because I seen the...
What happened to your mic?
I don't know. What did you do to it?
I don't know. Go ahead, talk. Mm-hmm. It was the
did
way you were cupping it, I
did
think.
Did you kill me?
No, I think it was just the way you were cupping it. Anyway,
it's definitely going to be
how I feel about
hold on.
Goldberg, Lesnar at the end.
I was about to say you're on microphone. What did you say?
I'm going with Orton.
I'm good, Derek.
I'm going to have to stick with Bray.
Chet?
Randall.
Yeah. This is a hard one. Now I don't know what to do. Did you watch SmackDown
just,
at all this week, Chet?
No.
I just think they're going to keep it with Bray to keep Randy Orton.
I actually really keep going. I liked it. Randy went in like backstage, and there was and they abducted his ass. It was like 20 people in goat masks.
The goat cult.
Was it the kids again or not?
No,
normal. I want to see kids fucking kidnap Randy Orton.
That's why all those indie guys
were fucking at SmackDown. Bray had like a cross, and he was like fucking laying it on him and shit, and cutting a promo on him. It was really cool. That's why
Undertaker.
That's why I said he's Ministry of Darkness.
Now,
fucking
now can
Undertaker
you finally
now.
Say I am right
yeah,
about?
You're right.
Thank you.
You're always fucking right.
So just tell me I was right on all my goddamn matches, and
we'll find out
at WrestleMania. Yeah, it's Swerve season, dude.
Find out
Swerve
Sunday. You coming over, Derek? Sunday?
Do you want me to come over Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
You want me to come over here and say? 7 fucking hours.
Yeah, we did it last
year.
I'll
have my cruiserweight belt by then.
Did it last year? It took forever.
Are we going to have the same lineup we did last year?
Or my Austin Aries shirt.
What do you mean?
The same full house last year?
I don't remember.
All four people?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. Get some pizza and stuff. I think I am going to go with Randy Orton. Babyface goes over, takes the title.
Everyone goes home happy.
Everyone's happy. Because they might make that go last because they'll have Lesnar.
I'm just
beat
saying
Goldberg.
They have Goldberg keep the title.
And then we get to see Randy Orton versus John Cena part 6003.
Thank God.
That had to happen in like 6
well,
months.
Yes, but
yeah. After
hey, John
comes
Cena's
back.
Taking time off immediately
still,
after
let
Mania.
Me, let me have you know what? Let
Same
me have that
Jericho.
Match now. Do you guys realize how good a Randy Orton versus John Cena match would be now with the liberties that whoever's running it lets them have with matches? John Cena matches have been fucking straight up fire lately, and Randy Orton's always been great in the ring. If those two get together now in their prime, and I mean that they're in their prime now, I think that championship match would go down as one of the best matches in Fed history.
You know who's doing
guaranteed.
The writing for SmackDown now?
Who?
It's the guy that was doing the writing for NXT.
Oh, the one dude? Oh, then he would book it. He'd book the piss out of it. It would be awesome. The build-up would be great, too. It would make people care about a John Cena versus Randy Orton match for the first time ever.
Besides The Miz.
I can't remember the dude's name, but all that awesome shit that happened on NXT, it's that guy.
And good. Arn Anderson is the head agent for SmackDown, too, so he's the guy that's putting all those fire John Cena matches together.
Good.
Fucking I heard that on podcast because Tony Schiavone watched AJ versus John Cena. So once he got done watching it, his only thought was...
Damn, Arn is booking.
Arn put that together. So he texts him like, are you the one behind that match? And Arn just texts him back, you know it.
Arn is such a great mind. Oh my God.
So that's our Mania fucking list.
Yeah.
11 goddamn matches.
And that's
man.
Not
the
even...
List.
Oh, I want to put one more on
Mania.
There.
The list of Mania. Check it out, man.
Now, here's what I want to know. What was it like 2 years ago they had that Skylar Grey shit come on and sing the song from Mania?
Yeah.
I really hope that Pitbull is on Mania, and if Pitbull says Dale on stage at Mania, I'm going to drink an entire bottle of ball of Fireball in one sitting. I'll shake your guys' hands, so you know that. If I hear Dale there, I will fucking drink a bottle of Fireball.
So there's a.
If I show up at the place and you don't have a bottle of Fireball with you, I'm going to be.
Does
hilarious.
He get a hit
I'm not
you with
buy
the,
it.
I'll put you on the list.
There's a NXT.
No, see, you need to
get
put
a bottle
a
of Fireball and drink it in, man.
You need to put a stipulation that if he doesn't have his own bottle, you get to beat him with a bottle of Fireball instead. Yeah.
You can beat me down. You can bruise me. You can batter me, but you will never break the spirit of the new sensation, Chet Lassiter.
So,
Pitbull's on Mania. Here's a bottle of Fireball.
Jesus.
Drink it all, man.
And I'll be like, Mr. Worldwide, and just drink the whole bottle of fucking Fireball, then just burp Dale and fire.
Is there a NXT event?
Yes,
Saturday.
There is. Saturday.
Yes.
I know nothing about this card, so I'm very excited to hear about this.
Bobby
you also
Rude
have
Shinsuke Nakamura is all you need to know.
That's why
you
I'm
also
like,
have
I don't
the
think
ROH
anybody
card
knows,
going.
I don't think anybody knows
same
the
Saturday.
Card for NXT.
Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ember Moon versus Asuka for the belt.
Ember Moon versus Asuka.
The Revival DIY.
DIY
and
the
Authors
of
Pain
for the tag belt.
Oh, that'd be so good if the Authors of Pain weren't in it.
Sanity versus Roderick Strong, No Way Jose, and Ty Dillinger.
Oh, fuck. That's going to be match of the night.
And I believe those are all the matches.
Hell yeah. We've got an action-packed fucking weekend coming up. We got
you have
an
ROH.
We got
Ember Moon versus Asuka is going to be off the hook. And you know if Asuka drops the belt to Ember Moon, she's showing up
on
IPPV from their website. You can watch
anyway.
I'm so fucking stoked, dude.
Anybody got a match of the week they want to throw out before we get out of here?
I want to throw out from RAPW, Keith Young, Thomas Adams, and Thomas Adams 2 versus Spike, Jesse McCoy, and Tough Tina for the simple fact that they actually made a clone of 5-star Thomas Adams dubbed 2.5-star Thomas Adams 2.0, and the other fact that they hit a shield triple power bomb on TA2 with my good friend Spike here as Roman Reigns. And as he hits it, as he drops him through the ring, Spike's ass fucking throws his arms up and goes, like Reigns.
I did the whole deal.
It was, I was sitting on stage tonight filming and stuff. And it was one
did
of these single
super kick afterwards because the moment
I think
see
they all super kicked him.
Right, no, after he did the Roman Reigns,
I was the only person that hit a super kick.
It looked nice. Ooh, it looked nice.
Like anytime he does that, I'm like, someone should just super kick him, please. Someone just super kick him now. Where's the Usos to super kick their cousin?
Fuck the Usos.
Roman's my favorite. Let's get out of
we
here.
We didn't even talk about the Usos.
But
who cares?
Oh yeah,
they'll probably have a tag
that's
match
the real
fucking
match of the week. I can't even think about that. Yeah, if you didn't watch SmackDown this week, Chet, you should.
What was the match? Usos
versus
and who?
The Usos versus American Alpha.
Oh, I'll watch the fuck out of that match. That sounds like a good match.
My jaw dropped after I seen that match.
It's very good, very entertaining. You'll actually put your phone down for 5 minutes when you watch it, too, probably.
I doubt it.
It was the match.
My phone's always in my hands.
Let's get out of here. It's been real. Lousy Wrestling Podcast. Enzigiri, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.